Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah. Woo. Yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. Eminem got the hottest show around. So turn it up, bump the speakers loud.
Get ready.
It's about to go down right now. On the new Eminem radio vibe. Turning up the youth, turning up for life. On the new Eminem radio vibe. Turning up the youth, turning up for Christ. This is Eminem.
What's up and what's going on, everybody? My name is Nisa.
And my name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. That's right, you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio. Thank you guys so much for taking the time to tune in to your girls, man. Whatever type of day you're having, I hope it's absolutely amazing. And if it's not, just stay tuned for the next 60 minutes because we've got all the music and uplifting motivation just especially for you. But first things first, I got to holler at my girl, M.E. to the A.H. What's going on, Mia?
What's going on, Misa? What's popping, y'all? Listen, thank you so much for tuning in to your girls right here on You Already Know. It's Eminem Live Radio. And let's go ahead and get things started, all right? Now, of course, you guys already know that your girls love us some Fridays, man.
Yes.
Now, it's not just because it's close to the weekend, but because we get the opportunity to shout out one of our followers who just decided to blow up and go all the way in on our notifications on Instagram by liking our pics. So here's a huge, huge, huge shout out to @ryry.phillips on Instagram.
Stay tuned. You could be our next follower Friday. Hashtag too many hashtags is where we give all things trending as well as all things current through the use of hashtags, man. With so much happening throughout the week that you know we got to have a conversation about it on Eminem Live Radio. Tell somebody that your favorite segment is going up in about 8 minutes or so don't go anywhere.
And if you're in need of some advice, write in a Dear Eminem letter to your girls, okay? We'll be reading one live on the air today. We're going to give you our opinions as well. Trust me, you do not want to miss this one. And also, y'all, stay close because your dose of encouragement with your 1 minute inspiration is not too far away. And guess what? Misa is bringing it this show, so make sure you stay close.
You already know this. Now, Mia, shout out to your bestie,
shout
man.
Shout out to your ride or dies,
your
man.
Your ride or die, the ones that's always there for you,
that
got your back.
You down.
They're down for whatever, you know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
Listen, this one goes out to all of the friends out there. It's all centered around this question, man. So make sure your friends are around so that we can have a conversation, even while we're having our convo on the air, man. All centered around this right here. Name three qualities you require in a friendship. Instagram and Twitter is where it's at to give us your responses. Be sure to add us in the tweet or comment so we can see you. Now, Mia, we got to get to some good music.
We got to go ahead and get to it.
And I feel like this song is so near and dear to my heart only because this was the first song that we ever played when it came to Eminem Live Radio. The first ever song.
The first ever song by our good friend Corinne Deanna. So here it is right now. Here is Trade It All by our girl Corinne Deanna. Jam to this one. We'll be right back. You're listening to You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio. Go ahead, bring it on, Kiki KD.
Looks can be deceiving. What you see may not always be what you get. Full of constant dreaming. Cause defeat can't bother what's in your head. Giving up is too easy. It's too dead. See you. very far. Not far from the real thing, true fan. Elevation is coming, it's clear. You gotta be careful about what you say. Just say what you mean and mean what you're saying. Trade in the world for you. Cause you make me feel brand new.
This is Corindiana, and you are listening to my girls Misa and Mia on Eminem Live Radio. They keep it hot.
What you mean? Now what you mean? I can never slack a backup on my dream. All these rings got me feeling like I can. Some moves, had to hit them with the screens. Jumper wet, that's a stream. See us mobbing, 116. Ain't no way I'll ever let you in between. Cause what you say ain't what you mean, ain't what you mean. I was always pipping with the flow. I support the greatest, give and go. Try to hit me with the bad vibes, let them know. Shake the dust up off my feet before they hit the floor. Focus on the ones I love, yeah, that my folks. People love to talk, but don't really know. Catch me outside on the field, that's a goal. Going for conversion, extra points on the low. All I know is come a winner to the summer. Work on top of work, you know we did a ton of. Moving low-key like we digging tunnels. Haters, I don't see you on my Stevie Wonder. Guess it's safe to say I stay in my lane. Always on time, never hesitate. Watch the execution, I'ma demonstrate. Tryna hit me with your regulations.
What you mean, what you mean? What you mean? I can never slack or back up on my dream. I'm a fresh prince, got me feeling like a king. Like a or king. Maybe Will Smith, fall black like MIB. You can hear me, I'm down the street. It ain't really fault, I'm feeling in my spleen. Ain't no way I'll ever let you in between. Cause what you saying with you? Cool.
Go ahead.
Here we go. She wanna know how to pronounce my name. I'm like Zaha. I'm picture perfect. I don't need no cannon like Mariah. I'm making movies. I direct like I control the choir.
Go,
I got it groovy. Then they kick me out the church like higher. A rubber W ain't the cleanest in the club. I'm flyer. Your baby mama told me that you're not a good supplier. So I'm a father figure to Malik and Ananiah. I'm not the daddy. Oh no, no, the devil is a liar.
It's going down, but I can guarantee you, baby, we are. At first they couldn't see, now everybody wanna be her. I said I'm not the one, don't make me have to play Vegeta. I got a stripper friend that told me she believe in Jesus.
Hold on,
I ain't come here to prove nothing. I been war before, was cool.
cool in my fire, y'all hit the snooze button. The flow's hot, but I'm ice cold like I'm on a remake of Cool Runners. The same things that y'all dream about are the same things that I do in public. No discussion.
What you mean and what you mean? I can never slack a backup on my dream. All these rings got me feeling like I can. Bustin' moves, had to hit them with the screens. Jump away, that's a stream. See us mobbing, 116. Ain't no way I'll ever let you in between. Cause what you say ain't what you mean, ain't what you mean.
2011, put the hammer on them. Church clothes, had the cannon on me, had no malice on it. If they say I'm in Illuminati, keep an eye on them. Years later, doing shows now. You can catch me on the road now. Took a couple Grammys home now. No one ever put me on now. I ain't bragging, I ain't flexing in my song. I'm just trying to talk that real and trying to put my people on. Wanna see me fall, wanna see me gone. Know they wrong, what you think I'm on? What you mean, what you really want? We've been out here working summer after summer. Session after session, boy, we did a ton of. Moving low key like we digging tunnels. And haters, I don't see you on my Stevie Wonder. Got your own race, you stay in your lane. You don't execute, you just hesitate. Watching how I play, you gon' miss your game. You too busy trying to regulate.
What you mean, now what you mean? I can never slack a backup on my dream. All these rings got me feeling like I can. Bustin' moves, had to hit them with the screens. Jump away, that's a stream. See us mobbin', 116. Ain't no way I'll ever let you in between. Cause what you say ain't what you mean, ain't what you mean.
Oh yeah, that was What You Mean by Lecrae featuring Aha Gazelle. Now, I don't know if you guys have heard this recently, but sad, sad news on the Reach Records roster, because Aha Gazelle is no longer a part of that roster. He released a whole statement and all of that. Still left on good terms. I know Reach, they sent some love towards him, saying that they're always going to support him, even though Aha is still going to do his thing, but he's no longer a part of the Reach Records team. And it's crazy because he just came a part of it.
He just came a part of the family. But the good thing is I know that, you know, by them leaving on good terms, there's no bad blood, and I know that they're bound to like cross paths at one point, or at least have a feature with Aha on a track.
Probably. So I know they're on good terms, and we're still wishing the best for Aha Gazelle. Again, that was What You Mean, What You Mean by Lecrae featuring Aha. Keep back with your girls, Misa and Mia. From you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio. And listen, I'm gonna let you know, I'm gonna put you up on game to what time it is.
Do it.
But right here, right now, it's time for hashtag Too Many Hashtags, where we tell you guys all things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
You know, on social media, when we make a post or status, we tend to go in on the hashtags. Well, the segment right here is called hashtag Too Many Hashtags, where we give you guys all things trending, all things current through the use of hashtags. Hashtag Mad Grads. Now, congratulations are in order to all 2018 graduates. You should really be proud of yourselves and all of your accomplishments, and should celebrate the best way you know how. I know that I would. One university has absolutely not, or was not absolutely having any students dance across the stage as their names were called to get their diplomas or their degrees. The funny thing about this is a faculty member of University of Florida was seen on graduation day grabbing graduating students as they began celebratory dances, moving them along. It was raised that this was an issue regarding race because the faculty member grabbing the students was white and the students graduating were black. The university president did issue an apology, mentioning that the practice has been halted for future ceremonies, and we will work to make sure all graduating students know we are proud of their accomplishments and celebrate them with their graduation. Now, my only thing with this is, why do you think that it was necessary or appropriate as a faculty member on graduation day to manhandle these excited and very proud and deserving students as their names were called to get their degrees?
And manhandling is the perfect term, only because I saw the video and I was like, who does this man think he
outrageous.
Is?
Outrageous.
Handling these kids. I mean, even though they're not kids, but I mean, still, like, you don't touch anybody like that or throw them across the stage. And honestly, personally to me, I feel like sometimes faculty maybe forget the fact that, listen, graduating is a huge accomplishment. Some people feel like giving up and feel like throwing in the towel, but they finally made it. And if they want to, you know, do a little jig or, you know, dance, I like seeing things like that.
It
makes me want to celebrate with them. So the fact that the faculty member was able to throw them across the stage, I just thought it was not cool.
Now, there were moments in which I've been to graduations, you know, college or even whether it was high school, and, you know, the faculty member that were calling the names may have said something along the lines of, I want you to hold your applause class until the end, because we have a large amount of, you know, student body graduating students that are going to be called, that we want to make sure that every single student and every family member of a student has an opportunity to hear the name that's called, so they have an opportunity to, of course, you know, reflect and be proud of the student that's graduating. But I've never seen the fact that a faculty member touching someone and literally throwing them across the stage.
To me, that kills the whole mood.
It does.
You know, now you got upset parents, and you got riots going on after the ceremony. It's just, it's going to be a whole deal.
And the thing that you do not want to mess with, especially on graduation day, is a mother.
You don't want to mess. No, you don't want to go from happy mama to sad mama in 2 seconds. Zero to 100 real quick.
Real quick. Hashtag 4 years of hard work.
Hashtag some taking out loans.
Hashtag go and get your degree.
Hashtag and get your dance on.
Hashtag too many hashtags.
Listen to this one, guys. Hashtag crazy stupid. Stupid love. A Phoenix woman is facing numerous charges after she allegedly sent more than 65,000 text messages to a man after their first date last summer. Now, police arrested 31-year-old Jacqueline Adez on May 8th and charged her with the threatening, stalking, harassment, and failure to appear in court, according to the Washington Post. Jacqueline says, "I felt like I met my soulmate and I thought we would do amazing things, be fine, get married and all of that." She said because she went on a dating site which verified for millionaires. So basically she went on the site to see if she could take, you know, a millionaire boyfriend home.
Okay.
But apparently these text messages were absolutely insane. She sent text messages and threats like, "Don't ever leave me or I'll kill you. I don't want to be a murderer." So it's so funny reading this. It's so funny reading this whole hashtag because there are some guys who think that when they're like, when a girl texts them or sends them like five or like double text them back to back, it's annoying.
Yeah.
But imagine getting 65,000 text messages back to back, crazy threats from a crazy woman who will not stop.
I'm not gonna lie to you. Now there's some guys out there, matter of fact, some of them actually being, you know, guy friends of mine, that actually like the crazy chicks.
And that always gets me when guys say things like, you know, I like a girl with a little bit of crazy. I'm like, what?
Wow. Okay. All right.
That's drama. And so you never hear a woman say, oh, I want a crazy boyfriend, because you know what that means? That leads to death. You do not want a crazy boyfriend. Like, that would be so scary.
I just wonder what it is about certain guys that even say stuff like that. Like, does the look of your woman holding the gun and waving it towards you turn you on? Like, I'm trying to figure out what's really going on. But in this case, it seems like the guy that was, I guess, engaged with this young lady, he didn't want no parts of it.
You know what I think it was? Because she found the guy on this dating site that was meant for solely millionaires. So maybe she was trying to secure the bag.
Oh, you know that's what it, yes,
so
it maybe, is.
So now I get a different perspective. Because I'm not going to lie, if I was dating a millionaire, I might send you 65,000 text messages too.
First of all, why don't you send me $65,000 first? we can get off of that part first.
We're kind of giving a different perspective on it. But I mean, she's still crazy, but I guess she wants the money. Hashtag, I love you so much.
Hashtag, yeah, this has been fun.
Hashtag, I can see what you're doing.
Hashtag, I'm calling 911.
Hashtag, too many hashtags. And if you're just now tuning in, you're listening to, you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio. And listen, we're giving you hashtag, too many hashtags. That's right, all things current, as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
Since we talked about securing the bag, hashtag secure the crown. A wedding of the century took place in England as the world watched Prince Harry David marry American actress Meghan Markle in the Windsor Castle, y'all. It's been made headlines as Meghan is the first African-American duchess in the royal family. But this wedding was absolutely fabulous, as the grand total cost of the event came out to being $45 million. Ooh. And the royal family paid for it all. And here's the royal price list of everything that went down. The bride's dress alone was $300,000. Food and beverage was $680,000.
Oh,
food and flowers was $130,000. The venue, $470,000. Photography, videography, $22,000. The cake, $67,000. For music, $400,000. For decorations, $175,000. For wedding rings, y'all, $8,000. And to get on down to like hair and makeup, it was like $13,000. And even down to the honeymoon, it was over $160,000.
Mia,
let me pick my jaw up off the floor.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Let me get myself together real quick.
Right.
Misa, you said $67,000 for a cake?
$67,000 for the cake. I'm not sure if it was laced in gold. I don't know if there was a little diamond chocolate bits in there.
Jesus probably made it. That's why it cost so much.
Mia, first of all, I know that, of course, you know, we both saw the wedding together. I'm not sure if you guys have seen, but Mia and I, we didn't get the invitation. I'm not sure if it was lost in the royal mail, but we showed up anyway.
We showed up anyway. Go to our Instagram. You'll see what we're talking about.
Yeah, you'll see exactly what we're talking about. We dressed to the T, and we fit the part.
We
fit the bill. But Mia, I have to ask you, if there was anything, if you were in Meghan Markle's position, you were going to be the Duchess of, you know, wherever, I think it was Sussex like that. What would you have to need to have this wedding day, no matter what price it was?
What would I need? I mean, honestly, I'm really thinking about how intricate her list was. I mean, personally, to me, I heard that when it comes to weddings, the most expensive thing is food. So, I mean, as long as I can get, like, whatever type of food I can to fit everyone's needs, and people are gluten-free, like my mom's gluten-free, people are vegetarian, if I can do, like, whatever I can, like a real big buffet style, or get served, like, I would really want to make sure my food is handled. Now, I mean, so because you've already been married, what would you, if you could redo your wedding, you could have anything, because, I mean, Meghan Markle and her husband, Harry, they had everything.
Everything.
So what would you add to, I guess, your wedding itinerary?
I think the only thing that I would want to add is animals. Like, you know, that's
what?
Like...
Wait,
yeah,
what?
Yeah, you heard what I said.
Why would you want animals? Because... We go to a zoo?
No, it's... Well, you already know, I am, like, a huge animal lover. I love animals.
Misa.
But Mia, could you see... Like, you know how there's usually, like, a really big backdrop for people to take pictures? There's a photographer. How dope would it be if your guests... Because, of course, her guest list was just pretty awesome. Oprah the Winfrey was there. How awesome would it be to, like, take a picture in front of an elephant? You know? Take a picture in front of a peacock?
Misa, who's going to pick up that poop?
Of course, you're thinking
in the
negative. Mia's head is in the gutter, obviously.
Misa, you don't even like going to the zoo. That's what's getting me right now.
I love going to the zoo.
Lies you tell.
You know this.
Lies you tell on the radio. Misa, are you kidding me? Every time I say, Misa, we should go to the zoo, I don't like going to the zoo.
Oh, you are telling stories.
Misa.
You are telling stories, Mia. I'm like Eliza Thornberry. I can talk to animals. I'm the person that loves animals. I go to the aquarium.
Misa Jonesberry.
Oh man, Mia, I'm telling you, that I think that would be so dope. It would be so a giraffe in the back standing behind me, like that's amazing.
Misa, who is gonna take care of that animal?
It's because, Mia, of course, you know, by the list being so extensive, you already know that that's already factored in the price. I'm not paying for it. The royal family paid for
it. Okay, Misa, go ahead and get your giraffe, your lion, tigers, bears. Oh my!
I'll see you there.
At whatever next wedding you gonna do.
Oh no, that was my last wedding.
Oh, your last wedding.
Hashtag meet me at the altar.
Hashtag in your $3,000 dress.
Hashtag we're the royal family.
Hashtag we might as well spend it.
Hashtag too many hashtags.
Here's the last one for you guys. Hashtag dear Spotify. Women's right group Ultraviolet is asking that Spotify remove additional artists from their platform. Now, according to XXL, Ultraviolet's executive director, Shauna Thomas, penned an open letter to Spotify's CEO asking that Nelly, Chris Brown, and Eminem, and so many other artists be removed from their platform because of them being, sexual abusers and things like that, just being violent, and they feel like they don't want Spotify to uplift and glorify those artists by putting them on their streaming service. How do you feel about that? About them trying to get rid of them on Spotify, period?
I could see where they're coming from to kind of like bring about change, but I was watching another television program that was kind of talking about this issue the same, and they were kind of just talking about where do you draw the line? Like, what about, you know, the woman beaters? What about the cheaters? What about, because I mean, there's so many other people out here, artists that have, you know, that don't have the cleanest background, but especially when it comes to women. You just can't go to the people that are like the R. Kellys and the Chris Browns. There's so many other people out there. How do we send a strike even to actors or even ball players? I think everyone deserves that type of punishment or some type of, you know, disciplinary from of course, the public.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking about the whole idea of them taking them off of Spotify as a whole, but I mean, not saying that, I see what they're coming from, what I mean with the whole, they don't want to glorify, sexual abusers and harassment and things like that, especially in a sensitive time like that we're in right now, But I mean, I'm just thinking of like the fact that they're artists, and that's the whole point of being on Spotify, Tidal, Apple Music, and so therefore they can get their music heard. So when you take that away from them, I'm not sure. I guess I was thinking maybe in the case of like, of course, you know, on Spotify they have like these certified like playlists and things like that. So I'm like, okay, maybe if you remove them from like a women's playlist that's meant for only for women, for I think that would be in a different scenario. But to remove them as a whole, I don't know. I'm not really sure how I feel about removing them completely.
Where I'm coming in at is that you can remove them, but I don't think that's going to change their actions.
Yeah.
I feel like the best way for you to change the actions is to, I mean, get the law involved, get law enforcement involved. I mean, like, take them to court, do things of that nature, because I feel like that's going to have more of an effect on them than taking their music off of Spotify. Because, I mean, the weddings are still going to play R. Kelly, Step in the Name of Love.
Yeah, right.
You know, all the, you know, college homecoming dances are gonna play Chris Brown. So I mean, like, where how are we going to control this?
Yeah, I heard they already taken off R. Kelly. So I mean, hey, well, we'll have to see when it comes to this whole scenario. Hashtag Spotify helping.
Hashtag a movement with women's rights.
Hashtag to help them in.
Hashtag fighting for what's right.
Hashtag too many hashtags. There you go, guys. That was hashtag too many hashtags. Listen, you gotta tune in next week where we give you guys more current topics and more things that are going on in today's world.
Shout out to Derek Minor. Just recently we went to a listening party.
Yes. Sessions listening party.
He was in the ATL just recently, and of course, you know, your girls were invited. We came on out, did our thing, you know, hooked up with Derek, and I am so excited for this project.
The new album that's about to come out very soon. It's going to be called The Trap. That's all we can tell y'all.
That's all we can say. That's all we can say. That's it. But the thing is just know that whatever Derek Minor puts out is of good quality. You're really going to chance to hear his heart behind it,
Yeah. Hear
his message behind it, and I think it's really going to change a lot of people's lives.
And here's a single that's going to be featured on the album. Here is It Is What It Is by Derek Minor. Then we got some Roy Tosh after that. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
Survive, so we taking risks.
They taking risks.
Commit a sin. We gotta live. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Red dot on your white tee. It look like Japan.
It look like Japan.
The 40 is on me, and if I get hot, it blow like a fan.
Blow like a fan.
They talk about the hood like they know the answer, but never been in. Commit a sin. We gotta live. It is what it is. Yeah. Everybody got the answers. They say that they plan is the master. They preach it to us like they pastors.
Amen.
Yeah. The government treat us like cancer. The prison system make us bastards.
I sent on the news and it's pastors. We can't even turn to charity. They make money off our tragedy.
They get the money.
If life is school or hard knocks, the street will teach you like academy. Everybody in a glass house tell us what we need to do to make it out. When they was born on a mountaintop, they ain't seen the bottom. They don't know the route.
They don't know.
You think that we choose this environment?
Yeah.
I wish I could choose that entitlement.
Yeah.
Instead of being born in poverty and hungry hyenas surrounding me. The Fortune 500 won't hire me, so we create our own economies. With dope money, our salary, just to feed our families.
I close my eyes and pray that God deliver me.
Deliver me.
Churches moving to our hood, but they don't come and speak.
I don't know you.
Why they gentrify?
Gentrify.
We risk our life.
We risk our life.
Selling dope, probably die not knowing Christ.
Cold world, most of my kin, dead of the pen. That's why I'm an Eskimo. I bought an igloo and put on my wrist.
All on my wrist.
Ran out of option. We gotta survive, so we taking risks.
They taking risks.
Committing sin. We gotta live. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Red dot on your white tee. It look like Japan.
It look like Japan.
The 40 is on me, and if I get high, it blow like a fan.
Blow like a fan.
They talk about the hood like they know the answer, but never been in. Committing sin. We gotta live. It is what it is.
I used to wonder why we blow our whole tax refund on brand new J's, Gucci belt. Few gold chains, and you can put that change in an IRA. You just waiting. By the time that you retire, you be at the millionaire stage.
What's the point of saving anything? You dying, you can't take it with you.
Nah.
And that'll probably be tonight, cause the way that they shooting, the stretch out they hit you.
I bet you God hear the prayers of millions of mothers.
Millions of mothers.
And they all sound the same, even though they sons in different gangs, and they shooting at each other right now.
Right now.
You hear cries now.
Right now.
Now hear a hashtag, they debating about it online now.
Yeah.
What I call an abortion.
Abortion.
And since we're talking about abortions, we ain't put the clinics in our own hood. Somebody making a fortune.
Yeah,
we talk about these mothers like they out here killing for sport.
Killing for sport.
Rather kill a baby in their belly before it get brought into war.
Pray for them.
You politicize our genocide, then use a victim as a scapegoat. But if you care like you say you do, you should talk less and do more.
Yeah. Cold world, most of my kin, dead of the pen.
Dead of the pen.
That's why I'm an Eskimo. I bought an igloo and put on my wrist.
All on my wrist.
Ran out
vibe, so we taking risks.
They taking risks.
Committing sin, we gotta live. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Red dot on your white tee, it look like Japan.
It look like Japan.
The 40 is on me, and if I get high, it blow like a fan.
Blow like a fan.
They talk about the hood like they know the answer, but never been in. Committing sin, we gotta live. It is what it is.
Yo, this is Roy Tosh, and you're listening to Eminem Live Radio. Keep it locked right here.
Underdog, yeah. Underdog, yeah. Underdog, underdog, yeah.
I ain't never gave up. Even when the bottom felt so lonely, they ain't betting on us. We gotta grind it out our own way. They always laughing at us now, but the W is coming, going all the 12 rounds, yeah. Just in case you wondering, better not count me out, yeah, no. Better not count me out, no. So give me your shot, yeah, yeah. Get what you got, yeah, yeah. We will not stop, yeah, yeah. Better not count me out, no, no.
Blood on my face, I got sweat in my eyes, yeah. Probably been knocked down a couple of times, yeah. You know I'm tripping, it's just part of the grind. 7 days straight, I can sleep when I die, you know it,
you know it.
Look into my eyes, you could probably see a lion. Nothing less than 100, or what's the point of even trying? We got way too much heart to throw in the towel. Came way too far just to give up now. We don't believe in your math. They counted us out, but they about to count in us now. Yeah, if we get a shot, that's a free throw. Watch us still beat them, that's without a Chico. Keep all your hate, man, it should be illegal. Watch me get the W, shout out to my people. Know that your haters always be a giant. We know that David always be Goliath. They always underestimate the rookie. Came out of nowhere while they wasn't looking. We beat their eyes, they say that we couldn't. Give glory to God, they say that we shouldn't. Keep doing the things that they say that we wouldn't. Underdogs, we gon' never stop running.
I ain't never gave up. When the bottom felt so lonely, they ain't betting on us. We gotta grind it out our own way. They always laughing at us now, but the W is coming, going all the 12 rounds, yeah. Just in case you wondering, better not count me out, yeah, no. Better not count me out, no. So give me your shot, yeah, yeah. Get what you got, yeah, yeah. We will not stop, yeah, yeah. Better not count me out, no, no, no.
Listen, if you got breath to breathe, then that's a blessing. Don't you ever let them bring you down. No, we won't ever let them bring us down. Gotta get back up, put both feet on the ground. All 12 rounds, we don't ever stop fighting.
Never.
Taking off now, we won't ever stop flying. All for the king, praise God, the Messiah. He gon' keep us going, even when we getting tired. Had some roadblocks, and we know they're more coming. Track stars jumping over them, we keep running. Glory waiting for us at the end of the race. You gon' get the crown, it don't matter how you place. Lord knows we gon' make it. Even though I know we facing a giant, remember you know that David beat Goliath. There's coming a day the enemy go silent, yeah, he gon' be quiet. Yes, Lord. Fear all around, but we don't fear none of that, 'cause we know the one who'll be running that. So we don't give up, where's the fun in that?
I ain't never gave up. Even when the bottom felt so lonely, they ain't betting on us. We gotta grind it out our own way. They always laughing at us now, but the W is coming, going all the 12 rounds, yeah. Just in case you wondering, better not count me out, yeah, no. Better not count me out, no. So give me your shot, yeah, yeah. Get what you got, yeah, yeah. We will not stop, yeah, yeah. Better not count me out, no, no, no.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait, wait, wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah, 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 yeah. Woo!
Yo, yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. Eminem got the hottest show around. So turn it up. Bump the speakers loud.
Get ready.
turning up for life on the new Eminem Radio 5. Turning up the youth, turning up for Christ. This is Eminem Radio, Eminem Radio. Turn it up, turn it up. Here we go, here we go. Eminem Radio, Eminem Radio. Turn it up, turn it up. Here we go, here we go.
Welcome back to the number one teen young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration, Eminem Live Radio. That was Roy Tosh featuring Aaron Cole with Underdog. Now, Mia, I got to make sure I say this because we had the opportunity of having Roy on the show like maybe a few shows back.
Right.
And it was just so awesome to hear his testimony about, you know, how his father was kind of like in and out of the hospital, thinking that that he was literally on his deathbed. But kind of like having this whole album that he's kind of released be in light of his father and his success, and even his father and his recovery to, you know, his health.
Yeah, that's a true testament in itself, because you could, while you're going through that horrible time, you could have been like, okay, I'm gonna take a break from music. But the fact that you say, you know what, I'm gonna put this out because someone's going through it and it can really minister to somebody, like that's a real, like that's that just says a lot. That's really strong and brave, yeah, and courageous of you. So huge big ups to Roy Tosh. Be sure to get his new project Above the Water. And again, guys, we just played Underdog for you by Roy Tosh featuring Aaron Cole, and we got some more good music where that came from. Now listen, if you love any song you hear on Eminem Live Radio, all you got to do is head on over to our Twitter, and that's at MM Live Radio. And again, that's at MM Live Radio. We post the name of the song as well as the artist, because we want you guys to download all of this good music to your playlist. So again, peep our Twitter at MM Live Radio.
Stay tuned, stay close, keep it locked, because we've got so much going on for you. Later on, of course, we got more music. Of course, we have conversation. And we also have our 1 minute inspiration. But Mia, we haven't had this in a while. We got a Dear Eminem letter.
We got a Dear Eminem letter hot in studio for you guys. Now, if you don't know what a Dear Eminem letter is, I'm going to let you know what it is. Now, one of our listeners wrote to us, and they're in need of some advice, and they write to us here at the show so we can give them some advice live on the air. Just give our perspective on what they're going through. So you know what? We're going to go ahead and read it. Here is this week's Dear Eminem letter.
Dear Eminem, I just finished my third year of college and came home for the summer to spend with my family. My fam consists of my mom, my grandma, and my 16-year-old sister, who I'm very close to. Or at least I was close to. Uh-oh. My sister and I used to be real tight. We check in with each other and always FaceTime, but lately my sister's been real distant. And since me being home, she's been secretive into herself, which isn't like her, so I know something's up. One night before she came home, I went into her room to borrow her laptop, and her room smelled terrible. I figured the smell had to be coming from somewhere, so I started to look around to find out what it was. While I was looking in her room, I found a flask that clearly had alcohol in it before. I was so upset that my sister has been drinking when she's only 16. Eminem, I know what to do, but I don't know what to do. I want to tell my mom, but I know my sister will be upset that I snitched and invaded her privacy. But I want to talk to my sister alone in hopes that she'll just stop drinking. But what if she doesn't? What do you guys think I should do? Should I talk to my sister by myself, or should I tell my mom? Sincerely, my sister's keeper.
Ooh, well, dear my sister's keeper, one thing that we do have in common is that Misa and I are both older siblings. So I feel what you're going through when you have that, you know, something that's going on in your younger sibling's life and you want to help them. Here's what you need to know, like, bottom line, what's going to happen regardless. Regardless of whatever you do, your sister's going to be upset because you invaded her privacy or because you're snitching on her. Whatever it is, she's going to be upset because you know and she didn't tell you. So, but personally to me, I think you should go to your mom or your grandma, because I know you say you live with both of them. Go to them first, because honestly, because you've been gone in college, you don't know how long she's been drinking. You know what I'm saying? So it could be an addiction at this point. You don't know if you go to her yourself. You don't know if she's going to stop. So you need to call in reinforcement. Your sister's probably going to be mad. She is going to be mad. I'm going to go ahead and let you know that up front. But at least you're not coming to her and you're not telling your mom as a snitch. You're telling your mom as a concerned brother. So therefore, you're entitled to that as her oldest sibling. So I say, tell your mom, tell your grandma, all of you guys, come in and you go ahead and confront your sister about it and see what you can do to stop her.
I think differently.
Really?
I really do.
Only from out of all people, I did not think you would say that.
Yes, Mia, only from experience. To be honest, I feel like there's nothing like, and it's coming off to me that this is a sister, an older sister.
To me, it came off as like a brother.
Okay, well, whoever it is, whoever this person is that's writing My Sister's Keeper, I think that, because especially with both Mia and I, by us being blood, you know, sisters, I think there's nothing like real loyalty you know, and we share a lot of things with each other that we don't share with a lot of people. That's, you know, just family members of the family. And I kind of feel like you need to go in first. Like, you need to have some type of strategy. I don't think you need to go and just, like, come out to grandma, come out to mama with, listen, my little sister's an alcoholic, you know. Like, you need to kind of just ease into it. First of all, you already were in this person's room, your sister's room, without permission, getting a laptop. I'm not sure what you guys' relationship with the laptop is, if it's okay, if you need to ask first. But you were already in this person's room, and now you're snooping. You need to go to this person first and just kind of like figure out what's really going on. Tell them how you feel and tell them what you're going to do next if it does not come to a stop.
But that's what he's saying. What if she doesn't? You know what I'm saying? So then does he bring in the mom
then
and the grandma?
Yeah, then that's when you bring in the mom. Because at first, you were trying to do it as like, you know, a sibling, do it secretive, not get your mom in the way, because not everybody's mama going to be cool with it. You know, you might have that mama that's kind of like over the top, and to kind of like, you know, not get to that point at that moment, you don't want to delay that trust or diminish that trust that you have with your sibling. And I think you just, at this point, come up with a strategy. Talk to them first. Let them know how you feel. Tell them that you need to stop. See, my engineer thinks the exact same way.
I don't know. Personally, to me, when you saw that she was acting funny and she was acting different, like, that's all, to me, that's already like a code red, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not yourselves. And then, therefore, because you hid this, it would have been different if you guys were close and then she told you what was going on, but she kept this from you and she's acting different. And like I said, you were gone. You don't know how long she's been doing this. So therefore, and she's young, you know, you don't want for the situation to say she's out driving. If she is driving, then boom, she's in a car accident because of a drunk driver. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like instead of going around and waiting to talk to her first, you got to go ahead and call in the big guns because you just don't know. And before things get worse, like you said, I don't know. I guess I'm always the worst case. I always think of worst case scenario types of first. And my thing is like, what if she doesn't quit? You know what I'm saying? Just because you told her to. I mean, she's mad. So therefore, because of her being upset at you, she doesn't stop. You know what I'm saying? So I guess Misa and I, which is really interesting, Misa and I have totally different perspectives on this. But yo, we're going to ask our listeners, what do you guys think? Tweet us at M&M Live Radio and let us know, what do you think our listeners should do? But listen, that's your advice here. Sincerely, your girls, M&M. Thank you so much for writing to us your Dear M&M letter. Listen, we're hoping the best for you. We hope everything goes well in your family situation. But listen, stay tuned, our listeners, later on during the show, because we're going to let you know how you can submit your Dear M&M letters here at M&M Live Radio. But listen, we got to go ahead and get into this conversation, Misa.
Why not? Let's get into it, Mia. Here we go. It's all centered around this right here. Name three qualities you require in a friendship.
Listen, we got so many comments. Thank you guys so much for commenting. You guys are so loyal. Y'all the best. Thank you guys so much for commenting on this week's question. We're going to read some of our favorite comments that we got on over on Instagram.
At @almost_normal_, this person says fun, trust, and love. At @Aaron_N_Smith, this person says loyalty, trust, and communication. At @IAmTheRealChief, this person says loyalty, a sense of pride / respect or for self and others, and most importantly, love / knowledge for God, knowing who they are in Him.
And again, guys, the question for this week is, name three qualities you require in a friendship.
At _DoseOfAllegra, this person says trust, communication, and kindness.
Thank you guys so much for commenting on this week's question. Now, if you still want to go ahead and comment, you know you can go ahead and do so. Hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at M&M Live Radio, and on Facebook too at M&M Live Radio, and let us know, name three qualities you require in a friendship. But of course, you guys already know, we're always going to keep giving you the inspiration, motivation, and encouragement here on M&M Live Radio with our 1 minute inspiration, where we inspire you all under 60 seconds. And Misa has got your 1 minute inspiration for you this week.
Here we go. This is the halfway mark, where we are just a little over 6 months into 2018. While it's been good so far, I want to remind you of something. Do you remember that goal you set at the beginning of the year to save up money and you stopped? Or what about the weight loss journey you've been putting off? Or working towards that dream this year that you constantly said that you'll do tomorrow? I do. We were so excited about the new year and new plans at January 1st that we were so ready to take on the next 365 days to accomplish it. But the moment we got to day 10 and we fell off track, we literally threw the whole plan away. I encourage you to get back on it and really exercise your focus and discipline muscles. Write out your goal again, but this time in a different color marker, on a piece of paper, and put it somewhere visible, like on a mirror you see every day or on the back of a door. So this goal is in your face every single day until it's completed. Finish strong the rest of the year and try to pace yourself while getting it done. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither was the creation of this earth. Set your goal, focus on it, and reach it.
That's your 1 minute inspiration brought to you by Misa. I feel like Misa always gives like these dope one-liners, and like that, like she brings towards the ends of her inspiration. Like she said, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither was the earth, because Jesus, the Lord, took 7 days. I'm sorry, I guess it's just me. I always feel that personal connection. So Misa has brought it to you once again on your 1 minute inspiration. But Misa, let's stop playing around. Let's get to some more music.
I feel like we should go ahead and get some music. Here is Alicia Carr. She's just killing the game left and right. It's something specific about her voice that I just love.
I mean, she's a Grammy Award winning singer, so I mean, America says so too.
It must be. But this song right here, I hope that it speaks to you, because it always speaks to me every single time I hear it on the radio.
Yes.
Scars to Your Beautiful by Alicia Carr. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no limits. She craves attention. She praises an image. She prays to be sculpted by the sculptor. Oh, she don't see the light that's shining deeper than the eyes can find it. Maybe we are made of blind souls. She tries to cover up her pain and cut her woes away. Cause cover girls don't cry after the face is made. But there's a hope that's waiting for you.
My name is Misa.
My name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teeny young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration, and we are going in.
Going in.
As always in the studio, thanks so much for tuning in. That was Alicia Cara with Scars to Your Beautiful.
Listen, we're back right here on You Already Know. It's Eminem Live Radio. But listen, we got a great conversation going up this week on Eminem Live Radio. Us all centered around, we're talking about friendship here on Eminem Live Radio, and we're asking, we want you to name three qualities you require in a friendship. Now, we already got our opinions and comments and responses from Instagram. Now we're going to head on over to Facebook and read some of our favorite Facebook comments that we got.
Here we go. At Lionel Jones III. This person says compatibility, humor, and care for my best interests. And Ayana Janae says communication, honesty, humor, / playful spirit.
Well, thank you guys so much for commenting on this week's question. That's all the comments we're going to read this week. But if you still want to go ahead and comment and give us your opinions, go ahead and do so. Hit us up on Facebook at M&M Live Radio and on Instagram and Twitter at M&M Live Radio. But of course, you guys already know you got to get your girls' opinions on the question. So, Misa, name three qualities you require in a friendship.
Okay, mine is honesty, support, and a great spirit.
What? Why those three specifically?
First off, I feel like, you know, no one's going to be more honest to you about what you got, what you're wearing, you know, what you're trying to pursue in life, your current love interest, than your friends. So I need for my friends to tell me and have my best interest in their hearts and tell me, you know, honestly what their opinions are, of course, for my sake. I think every person needs a good support system.
Always. Especially from your friends, if they call themselves your friends.
Exactly. They should be able to support me if I'm going to school, if I'm down about anything. Support me and uplift me. Moments in which I can't go to my parents, or I feel like I can't go to my parents, or I can't turn to anyone, I should be able to turn to my friend.
Yeah.
And you should be able to uplift me. So I feel like that's an important role to have. And having a great spirit. Nobody wants to be friends with a doorknob.
A Debbie Downer. A negative Ned.
Come on now. Like, we need somebody that's going to be able to lift you up in times that you are at your lowest.
Yeah.
So I feel like a good spirit, honesty, and support are my requirements in friendship.
That's a good one. My three requirements for a friendship is consistency, a sense of humor, and drama-free. I finally came to that big conclusion because I had a long list at first and I had to go ahead and narrow it down for the sake of this week's conversation. Now, I say consistency only because I don't like having friends where it's like, one minute we're friends, then we're not, we're going through something, then we're friends, then we're going through something. I hate that, like, big back and forth, because it's like, then I have my friends that have been in my life, we've gone through issues, hashed it out, and then we move on. I hate when you have to go through drama and an argument, then you spend time not talking, then you're friends, and you spend the whole another month without talking because you're in an argument. I don't like that. So just be consistent in my life, and I'll be consistent in yours. I say a sense of humor because, listen, I'm a goofball. I'm silly. Now think about it, all of my friends were silly. You have to have just a sense of humor, be playful, so we can always have a great time. And listen, drama-free is a must-have. I don't like, I like having a great time. I already said that when I'm around my friends, laughing, having fun, spending time, enjoying one another's company. And I don't like all that drama. Keep that negativity away from me. You are not my friend if you're bringing drama consistently in my life. I don't want that.
True. Listen, if you're just now tuning in, you're listening to, you already know it's M&M Live Radio, and we are jumping in a conversation. Listen, if you got a bestie, a real good friend, a great friend, a friend that you're kind of on and off with, make sure you get them to tune in right here, right now, because we're talking about the friends, man. It's all centered around this right here. Name three qualities you require in a friendship. Now, my thing with this is, Mia, we have to get to the point in which there's no such thing as a perfect friend.
Yeah, you're right.
Just like,
you gotta get to that point.
I feel like there's no such thing as, like, a perfect woman, a perfect man, a perfect husband, a perfect wife. I feel like the same thing goes for friends. Because, I mean, friends are going to mess up. We're all human. We're going to slip up and mess up. We're going to, you know, like, there's going to be moments where we're going to have to literally sit back and apologize to each other because we have missed the mark to each other.
But I will say this, though. Even with us asking the question, like, requirements, I feel like, you know how, like, you have standards for standards you will want in a girlfriend or, like, a wife or, like, a boyfriend or a husband. I feel like you need standards when it comes to your friends.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Because
you just can't have everybody coming up in your space and your energy. Your friends influence you. So you don't, well, you know, birds of a feather flock together. So therefore, I feel like it's necessary for people to have requirements, standards, even when it comes to your friends, because you are going to be around them and they're going to be your circle of influence.
Do you know, I was going to ask this question really quick before we actually go to the next song. Do you have certain friends where it's kind of like, you know, you have your church friends, you have your school friends, you have your friends that you've been knowing ever since, you know, second grade, and they don't mix with other friends that don't know that y'all are friends, if that makes sense? Like, for example, if I have a friend at church.
Yeah, I feel you.
Okay, and I have a friend at school.
Yeah.
Do you think that it should also be a requirement that your friends can mix with other friends, or is that just like a personal trait?
I think that's a personal thing, because I'm not going to lie. My friends that I've known from school and my friends that maybe I've known from, like, me growing up in, like, my church home, they really haven't mixed. And I don't want to say I've done it on purpose. It just kind of naturally happened because I don't know. It's something about the two different worlds. I can have a different relationship, or it's a different type of relationship with both of the friends. So I guess I like to keep, in a way, I like to keep them separate. You know what I'm saying? Because it adds a different energy. I have one type of energy when I'm with my church friends, and then another energy with my friends from school. Like, it's the same, but it's different, if that makes sense.
Mm, okay. So that's not like a deal breaker.
It's not a deal breaker, but I mean, if you want to mix and mingle them, you can, because I mean, you never know. They might be friends within themselves.
I just feel like at the end of the day, you know, friends should be able to be friends with each other. And if there's ever a friend in which they're taking you down the wrong path, or they're influencing you to do something negative, or they're not really, you know, fitting in within those three core requirements that you would require in a friendship, then I feel like you need to kind of reevaluate who your circle of influence is.
You gotta cut it,
man. But listen, we gotta get into more music, man. We're almost closing out the show, so make sure you stay tuned with us, because we got some more music where that's come from.
Here's Tomorrow Will Come by Cass. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to, you already know,
it's Eminem Live Radio.
Tomorrow Will Come by Cass. Listen, you're back with your girls, Misa and Nia. From you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio.
Yes, be sure to follow your girls on all social media. Like us on Facebook at Eminem Live Radio.
And you gotta follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Periscope at MM Live Radio.
Yes, and we really hope that you guys enjoyed today's show just as much as we did. Now, don't forget, you can still give us your opinions on this week's question.
That's right. Just go to our social media and name three qualities you require in a friendship.
And if you need advice or want any perspective on a situation you're going through, you can write us at Dear Eminem Letter. We'll read your letter live on the air and get your honest opinion, so you can email us your Dear Eminem letters at dearmm@misaandmia.com, and make sure you spell out the word and in the address.
Tune into Eminem Live Radio next week, because we'll be talking love and relationships here on Eminem Live Radio. And of course, you guys know we gotta give a guy's point of view on the conversation. So we're gonna bring in our male's perspective, Kimo Jones, to hold it down for the fellas.
And like always, we'll have more hashtags, conversation, music, and so much more.
So make sure you're nowhere else but here, same time, same place. But of course, we gotta give the credit where it's due.
You know it, Eminem Live Radio is the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration.
Engineered and co-produced by Kevin Buchanan and the big boss himself, Dante.
Theme song by Glow.
Written and produced by your girls, Misa and Mia.
And executive producer, Crystal Evans. And Eminem Live Radio is an Eminem Enterprise production.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's show. But your girls gotta get out of here. Don't forget to be yourself like you mean it.
Always remember that the rain and the storm helps things grow. So if you're walking through a storm right now, don't worry, because you're growing from it.
God is the only everything you'll ever need.
And when you can't turn left
or right,
turn up, because that's not an option. Don't forget to confess that it's the best day of your life. Do it every single day, it'll become the best week of your life. Do it every single week, it'll become the best month of your life. And do it every single month, it'll become the best year of your life. We love you so much, and thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia, and you're listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. Whoop. You already know, it's Eminem Live Radio.
We'll talk to you soon.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait, go back. There it is. Yeah.